name is Jeff Simmons. I would like to take a few minutes to share with you my testimony regarding my rejection of the doctrine of eternal security and why I now embrace the teaching of conditional security. I became a Christian at the age of 26. Prior to this, I belonged to the Baha'i Faith. The Baha'i Faith rejects most of the major doctrines of Christianity, such as the Trinity, physical resurrection, the atonement, and in particular, the belief that faith in Jesus Christ is the only way to be saved. During these studies, I did not know that there was two distinct views regarding the doctrine of eternal security. Therefore, I accepted the view of the Baptist Church I joined. The Baptist Church strongly believes and teaches that it is impossible for a Christian to fall away and be eternally lost. It was not until I heard a traveling evangelist teach the doctrine of conditional security that I even began to seriously think about the doctrine of eternal security. It was at this time that I became obsessed with my desire to know whether or not eternal security is true or false. I spent 3 years studying the Bible and also reading books that argued in favor of eternal security. I would also like to say that during this time, during my study, I was very biased in favor of the doctrine of eternal security. One of the questions that haunted me during this study is, what do you do with someone that, or how do you understand someone that becomes saved and then perhaps several years later they fall deeply into sin, very, very deeply into sin? If you were to ask a Baptist or anyone who believes in the doctrine of eternal security, they would probably say something like, he was never saved to begin with. Or they might even say that, yes, this person is still saved. In fact, I had an experience where I did ask someone in the Baptist Church who was in a position of authority this very question, and the question was like this. This person becomes saved. It's a hypothetical person, and they're truly saved. 2 years later, they reject Jesus Christ. They become a Satan worshiper. They commit sins worse than Adolf Hitler, and they spend the next 50 years living this way. The last day they're on earth, they proclaim their allegiance to Satan, and they curse the name of Jesus Christ and strongly reject him for one last time. What would you say about a person like this? Well, according to what I was told in the Baptist Church, this person is still saved. And it was at this time that I realized that the people who were saying these things really were totally ignoring what the Bible had to say on the subject. I was later voted out of fellowship of the church, both myself and my son, and the reason being is that I would not accept the doctrine of eternal security because I had rejected that doctrine. At that time, I actually was willing to continue fellowshipping with the church, but their doctrine, their church doctrine, everything that they believed told them that they could not fellowship with someone who believed in the concept or the doctrine of conditional security, or someone who rejected once saved, always saved. So they felt that I could not be a member of the church. At this time in my life, I feel that I would not want to be in a church that taught eternal security, because when you really start understanding the doctrine and what's being said, you find that it taints and destroys a lot of what's in the Bible. If you read through the Bible and understand that the Bible is saying we must continue in faith our entire life, and you look at all the places that the eternal security believers are supposed to change verses, they're supposed to understand verses in a certain way, that the understanding that I have of the Bible and the understanding that they have of the Bible is very different, and therefore there can really be no compatibility there, because much of what they say about the Bible I'm going to reject. Much of what I believe, they're going to reject. So it is true that the two views are incompatible. In fact, fellowship together is almost incompatible because there's two totally different ways of viewing the Bible and of viewing the Christian life. If you're anything like I was back then, the truth is you probably have never taken the time to seriously study this question, but let me tell you why I now believe this is a vital question. If you accept the concept of eternal security, you will become lax in your Christian life. Although those who believe in eternal security would dispute that, I've seen it over and over and over again. In fact, I had an experience once when I still belonged to the Baptist Church when the pastor was preaching a sermon, not about eternal security, but just about the Christian life. And when I walked out of the church, without saying anything to my son, without prompting him, I simply asked him what the pastor had taught that day. And he said to me that the pastor had taught that Christians can sin as much as they want to. And what I found amazing about that is that this was a young man in his early teens, and I had not spoken to him about any of my research, any of my studies. He, on his own, independently, understood that that, in fact, is what the Baptist Church and those who teach in eternal security are actually saying, that a Christian can sin as much as they want to, although they will follow that by saying something like, but of course, that would not be pleasing to God, or you would lose your rewards if you did that. But it's understood by everyone that if you do continue deeply in sin, or if you do delve deeply into sin, you will not lose your salvation. And that, I believe, takes away your fear of sin. It takes away the Holy Spirit's ability to convict you of sin. And sin is extremely deceptive. You must understand that if you lose your fear of sin, if you believe there's no way that you could ever fall away and become eternally lost, that you can develop a very prideful, very arrogant attitude. And it's important for Christians to understand that we are in a real battle. If the warnings that the Bible gives regarding devil prowling around and the many, many other warnings that it gives regarding sin and to walk in fear of sin, if none of these are real, then the Christian life, essentially, there's no reality to it. We're all going to heaven, and what we do here doesn't matter. And that's the way many people who believe in eternal security view it, that they don't take this life seriously. They don't understand that they're in a real battle, that yes, we are saved by grace, but we must continue believing. We cannot use grace as an excuse to continue in sin, because if we do that, it will erode our faith to the point where we just totally reject Christianity. And what's even more deceptive is that you can reject it and not even realize you're rejecting it, because once you fall deeply into sin, if you continue in that sin without repenting, you essentially have rejected it, and yet you don't even realize it, because you've been taught that eternal security is true, and therefore, because you have a head belief that Jesus Christ is your Savior, you will believe that you are going to heaven. But I plead with you to rethink your position. Don't take my word for it. Get into the Bible and do a real study. Not a 5-10 minute study where you look at a couple of verses, but take a year, take 2 years, read every verse of the New Testament, read every verse of the Bible. When I did my study, I started from Genesis and went through the book of Revelation. I read every verse very carefully. I noted every verse. I went back and I looked at every verse carefully over a 3-year period. Very, very intense study. I read most of the eternal security books that were out on the market because I wanted to see if my understanding was the same as their understanding. Perhaps they had insights that I didn't understand. Maybe I was missing something. As I did my study, I came to realize more and more that the men that were teaching eternal security were essentially misreading the Bible. They were trying to read into the Bible what they wanted it to say, and that became increasingly clear to me that there's no way you can justify eternal security in the Bible. There's no verse anywhere that I found that once you come to a proper understanding of it, that it teaches eternal security. The Bible teaches a conditional security. You must continue believing your whole life. If you do not believe, you do not continue believing, then you will go to hell. There's absolutely no doubt about that. And therefore, I'm asking you to think through this issue very, very carefully and study it very, very carefully. Do not believe me. Do not believe what your church says. Go back to the Bible and study it very, very carefully. Don't kid yourself into thinking that you've studied this issue. The odds are very high that you haven't. You've never really looked at it closely. You've never opened up your heart and your mind to really look at it honestly. And I know that because I've been where you are right now. I've been in churches, a church that has taught eternal security very strongly. I believed in it very strongly. I was very biased for that view. It was only when I really got into the Bible and started reading it and understanding it and taking it seriously that I understood that it does not teach eternal security. And my study was not done with someone who rejected eternal security. My study was done totally independently. After hearing the traveling evangelist, that was the last contact I had with anyone that believed in any kind of a conditional security. Everyone that I talked to about this issue strongly embraced eternal security. Every book I read strongly embraced eternal security. It was only the force of the Bible itself that convinced me, because the Bible is so clear. When you read every verse of it, take every verse of it seriously, it teaches it very clearly. I can tell you from my own experience that eternal security is a false doctrine, and you seriously need to look at it, because your eternal life is at stake.